This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
This is the Visit Isle of Wight show on Vectis Radio with James, Judy and Kieran. And Kristin Hemagi, have I got that right?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Brilliant, is with us in the studio. We've just been speaking to Tim, who obviously blows glass at Arrison Barnes. You're at Arrison Barnes as well with the Shipwreck Centre, aren't you, Kristin?
Yeah, the Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum. We're just next door to Isle of Wight Glass, actually.
Now, that used to be in Bembridge a long time ago, and then it moved to Arrison Barnes a few years back. And it's just gone under a change of ownership. Could you tell us about that?
So the management has changed.
Yeah.
It used to be Martin Woodward, who set up the museum 40 years ago. It'll be next year, actually, at Bembridge.
Yes.
And then 2006, it moved to Ayrton.
Right.
And earlier this year, the Maritime Archaeology Trust took over management of it. So I've been working on the Shipwreck Centre since, trying to make improvements and really build on what Martin set up.
Fantastic. Now, Martin himself told me earlier, he's actually probably out diving at this very moment.
Yeah, I would think so, in this lovely weather.
So what's he diving for? Is it shipwrecks, or is it little bits of treasure, or what?
It's shipwrecks and other things, really. He's a professional diver, and that has been his job
for the last
almost 50 years, actually. So
Is everything in the museum stuff that he found himself, or is it more wide-scale than that?
Most of the things he has brought up himself from local shipwrecks around the Isle of Wight, actually. There are some other things as well. There's a lifeboat collection.
Yes.
Focusing on the important work that the lifeboats do for the local people.
That's right, and in particular the Bembridge lifeboat, because it's quite a big station, that, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Can I just ask you about marine archaeology? Because a lot of people, when they think about archaeology, think, that's a land-based thing, but obviously it's not.
It's not, no. So as a maritime archaeologist, you focus on everything that's kind of under the sea or connected to the sea and people that lived and used the sea. So any really boats or crafts or ships or anything, but also submerged landscapes, which used to be on land, but are now underwater.
So we're talking about, maybe a village that's sort of either slipped into the sea or been flooded or something like that?
Exactly. So there's one off the Isle of Wight, actually, Bolner Cliff, which I was just diving on yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And it's 8,000 years old.
Yeah.
And you have people, traces of people there. So you got flint that people have used, and also worked wood.
Wow.
And that is still on the sea floor.
That's amazing. It hasn't been silted over. It
has been silted over.
Right.
But it's eroding out from the cliff.
Right.
And that's why it was found about 10 years ago. And since then, the Maritime Archaeology Trust has been working on this site.
Good Lord.
And we do it annually, actually.
Yeah, I didn't realise that. So you're a bit of a diver yourself.
I am, yes.
And is the Isle of Wight a particularly good place for diving?
It's very good in terms of there's a lot of shipwrecks around here if you're focusing on shipwrecks.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously most of the ships going past Isle of Wight, going in the channel, going past Isle of Wight, and some of them cutting through the Solent as well.
Yeah.
And where you have a lot of traffic, you have a lot of accidents.
Yes, and also we've got these sort of notorious sandbanks here, don't we? And off Brightstone as well, there's some shoals, I think, out to sea, which are particularly dangerous, because if you go into Brightstone Church, you keep seeing the names of poor drowned sailors.
Exactly, yeah.
So
weather and wind, and maybe people believing it's a very safe passage, but the weather can turn quite quickly. And
yes,
are there any sort of particular shipwrecks in the museum that you concentrate on? Are there any sort of famous shipwrecks?
There are a couple, more or less. So there's one that's been in the news recently, the Mendi. It sank 1917.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it came from South Africa, left Cape Town with loads of South African and West African soldiers to come and fight in France.
Yes.
But had a collision here with a postal service ship, actually, just off the Isle of Wight. And unfortunately, 616 people died.
Oh. Right. Oh, dear.
Mostly soldiers. Gosh. From. Yeah. So that's been in the news because it was 100 years ago this year.
Yes.
Earlier this year. So that's a very sad story.
Yeah.
And that's something we really want to show, how these shipwrecks affect people's lives and how many souls we really have lost on similar shipwrecks.
Yeah.
And that's not the only one. And the two wars obviously have contributed with a lot of
Yes, because every now and again, for people who don't live down here, there's a story about another mine being found, or another torpedo, or some form of ammunition being found in the Solent that has to be brought up and exploded in a controlled fashion.
Exactly, yeah. And you see them sometimes on shipwreck sites as well, and ammunition especially.
Mm. Yeah.
That's still down there, and it's quite safe, but you should still be careful if you are diving on these shipwrecks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, stick with us, Kristin. That's The Animals. And Baby, Let Me Take You Home. James, Judy and Kieran here at Vectis Radio. It's the Visit Isle of Wight show, and we're talking about the wonderful things that are going on at Arrowton Barns, a really, really special place. Kristin is with us at the moment, talking about the Isle of Wight Shipwreck Centre. Can you tell us, Kristin, what would you find when you go there? What are the sort of key things to look out for?
So the key things are really to try to understand and focus on the great selection of things that we do have from mm-hmm. different shipwrecks, but also old diving equipment to really understand how people have been diving and exploring wrecks.
Yes.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
Because even though scuba isn't that old, there are other ways of diving with these old hard hat divers that walked on the seafloor.
Well, I've seen some pictures of Martin Woodford actually diving in those really, really old diving suits. They still work, do they?
They still work, yeah, they still work. And they're in the museum for
you
to have a look at. There's also a diving bell, which is kind of like an old way of going down, like almost like holding a glass upside down and putting it in a bucket, yeah. For example.
Yes.
You get a bubble of air,
yes,
inside, and that's how people went down to shipwrecks. Wow. Hundreds of years ago, and obviously I would be terrified doing it.
Is there one piece in the museum that you sort of are really, really proud of?
Oh, there's just so many. It's just I think the strength of the museum is really the collection that Martin worked on, and seeing the different things and really connecting them to yourself and recognizing things that you might have seen otherwise.
Yes. I think you've got some Spanish gold and silver.
We do have some Spanish gold and silver,
and
yeah.
Does that come from the Armada, or is it later than that?
It's about the same time.
About the same.
Wow.
That's
yeah,
exciting,
some coins and things as well. That is quite exciting.
And I think it's great, particularly for kids. It sort of puts history in context, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Thanks. And there are activities for children mm-hmm. as well. So when children come along and walk into the museum, they're being presented with a clipboard with different activities, so they
yeah.
can do a treasure hunt, and they can do a message in a bottle, they go looking around for clues and pirate trails, so there's something to
nice,
do, and that's
yeah.
very popular with the children actually.
And if there are any teachers listening, I mean, the Isle of Wight is a place that, you know, lots of children flock to in the summer with their teachers. I mean, the first time I came here with my teachers was when I was 10 with a clipboard and all those sorts of things. Do you have school trips?
Yes, yeah, we do. We have one today, actually. This
oh,
morning
fantastic.
We had one. We have one next week. So we do school trips, and that's something we want to increase and focus on now.
Brilliant.
Over the next few years as well.
Well, for those people who would like to come to the Shipwreck Centre, I think the website is www.shipwreckcentre.co.uk, or if you want to put in an inquiry, it's museum@marinearchaeologytrust.org.
Maritime Archaeology Trust.org.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Now, it's at Arrowton Barns Craft Village, which is in Arrowton. You can't miss it. Could I just ask one final thing, which is about the Lifeboat Museum? Is that sort of completely integrated, or is it a sort of separate museum?
No, it's integrated. So it's a part. It's one part of the museum is focusing on lifeboats and the people they help.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a DVD playing, and there's other things on as well.
And at some stage in the future, I know you sort of want to make it a bit more interactive. You were telling me off air that nowadays, if you're looking at sort of wrecks using sort of scanners, there's a lot of 3D imaging available, and you can do virtual reality tours of wrecks, can't you?
Yes, and that's something we're working on really this week when we're out diving as well, is to photograph wrecks and then build up a 3D model of
wow.
them. And what we have done with our school visits as well is to invite children to put a headset on. So we have a virtual reality headset.
Yeah.
They put it on, and they're on a shipwreck site, on
wow.
a local shipwreck site. And maybe in many people's head you imagine this pirate wreck with mast and sails still standing, and it's not really like that
yeah.
anymore. But what it really gives the viewer and the user of this virtual reality set is a picture of what a shipwreck looks like when
yeah.
it's been under the sea for 100 years. And you often see the big boilers which were used obviously to propel the ship forwards, and that remains, and you see, and but you're standing in this shipwreck, and it's, you really feel like you're underwater, and these boilers tower over you, and it gives you an amazing feeling.
Wow!
So these are things that we're going to bring into the shipwreck.
Yeah, that sounds an amazing way of sort of getting these things over to kids. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Kristin. I understand it's a bargain actually to go to the shipwreck centre. It's only £5 for adults and a lot less for children, and there are family tickets available too.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. www.vectisradio.com